With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. It's become a musical tradition here in Northeast Arkansas, the annual Blues Fest every September at Craighead Forest Park at the Bandshell here in Jonesboro. Joining me in the studio to talk about this year's Blues Fest is the mastermind behind it, Larry Heil, who perhaps is best known to many of you as the host of KASU's Something Blue, Harry Larry.
Yes, Marty, it's Sunday at the Craighead Forest Bandshell right here in Jonesboro, Arkansas. This is our 22nd Blues Fest at Craighead Forest Park.
How did this event evolve over the years? It's changed somewhat. How did it get started, and how did it get to being what it is today?
Well, we started with a Sunday afternoon festival right across from what used to be the swimming in Pavilion 1. And that was a lot of fun. We had six acts, I believe, one from Little Rock and the rest local. And then we did it the same place the next year. And our audience oversized the facility, and we moved into a field. And then a park employee suggested that we move over to Access Road 6, where the Bandshell is currently located. And we set up a few stages over there and ended up building a Bandshell over there. So now we're there all the time at the Craighead Forest Bandshell. And and instead of having to do it all in one weekend, we do it on successive Sunday afternoons, and that makes it easier on everyone involved and hits the right time, you know, for people to come out to the park on a Sunday afternoon.
Now, this has really become a showcase for musicians, occasionally from Memphis or Little Rock, but primarily for musicians right here in Northeast Arkansas.
Yeah, all the performances are donated, and so it's hard for a traveling band to do that. And but we are blessed with thousands of great musicians right here in Northeast Arkansas, and we always have just fantastic music and a great time right on the lake. And it may be hot in Jonesboro, but it always seems like it's 10 or 15 degrees cooler once you get out to the Bandshell.
Well, we mentioned that it's called the Blues Fest, and initially that's what it was, primarily blues music, but you've expanded beyond just the blues over the recent, more recent years of the Blues Fest.
Yeah, even at the start of Blues Fest, we had jazz, which is a sibling of the blues, and we had rockabilly, which, you know, the blues had a baby, and they called it rock and roll, which is now they call it rockabilly. Back then, they just called it rock and roll. But now our theme is we play all kinds of music at Blues Fest because we get country acts, we get singer-songwriters, just whatever goes, whatever anybody wants to play. We don't dictate what they play. Of course, we're still predominantly a blues venue with blues acts every week.
And you mentioned that this is an event for which all the musicians donate their time, and therefore it's free.
Absolutely free at the city park. Let me mention how to get there. To find Craighead Forest Park, you follow the signs to the Nature Center, which is in Craighead Forest Park. But then you turn at the main park entrance, and you can follow the signs to the Bandshell. And so that's how easy it is to find. And, of course, at Craighead Forest Park, picnics, barbecues, coolers are permitted. There's no alcohol allowed, of course, but it's a dry county and it's a city park. But we don't mind that. We're there for the music.
And one other thing people probably will need to bring with them is a blanket or a lawn chair, because there's no seating at the Bandshell.
Right. Again, that's usually more comfortable than a bleachers anyway. And a lot of places you go, they don't even let you bring your chair in anymore. But out there, it's really comfortable. And most of the musicians stay all day. You get to meet them and talk to them and see your friends out there. And it's free. You can bring the whole family. You can bring the neighbors' kids. You know, it's family friendly. There's a big play fort and new bathrooms.
That always helps. You don't have to walk across the bridge anymore to the other side of the park.
And no more porta potties. Hot and cold running water, I've been told.
Well, we can't talk about every musician that's going to appear over the three consecutive Sundays, but tell us a little bit about the musicians that are going to be there this Sunday.
Well, all three Sundays start with a jam set called Jamming with the Mudcats. And that's a band that plays at Blues Fest, and we always have guests that play with us. And then this Sunday we have Kyle and David Luna, a father and son family band, plays country music and other blues and stuff. Adrian Allen, a singer-songwriter from Wynn, Arkansas. Nathan Crouch, half of Sky City from right here in Jonesboro. And then my band, Harry, Larry, and George, with Cheryl and Ziff. Reverend Rick's going to do a little bit of harmonica and vocals, and then we're going to close with 3 Minute Genius. That's the band with Sugar Shane and Jay Shepherd, an ASU student.
You've mentioned that the Blues Fest has changed over the years. It changed its location. It changed the number of days. Has this event grown beyond what you ever envisioned it to be?
Well, yes, because, you know, when we started this, there wasn't even an internet. And now I record these shows. A lot of these shows end up on the internet. The photos end up on the internet. And then a lot of the shows end up on Something Blue, which now streams over the internet. So it's become a global event. And it's one of the longest running blues festivals in the area now. And it's definitely a local festival. We don't bring in an act from California or New York. So that gives us an edge sometimes for people who want to hear Northeast Arkansas music.
It's not a corporate sponsored event. This is a very grassroots, up from the ground kind of event that's enjoyed a lot of success.
Yes, the Bandshell was funded and built primarily by musicians, and it's all musicians that put on this event, and we do it for the love of music.
And Larry, you mentioned about how it's expanded over the internet. If someone would like more information about this year's Blues Fest, is there somewhere on the internet they could get that information?
Yes, deltaboogie.com. And it'll be the top button there, or you can go directly to deltaboogie.com/bluesfest.
One last pitch to get people to attend this year's Blues Fest. There is such, you mentioned thousands of musicians in Northeast Arkansas. That's absolutely true. If someone hasn't experienced the local music scene, what would you say to get them to come out and enjoy Blues Fest this Sunday afternoon?
Variety, variety, variety. Whatever type of music you like, we're going to have some of it Sunday afternoon.
Larry Heil, perhaps better known as Harry Larry, the host of Something Blue, heard every Saturday night at 10 o'clock on KASU, is the coordinator and the mastermind behind the Blues Fest. It's held every September at the Craighead Forest Park Bandshell here in Jonesboro. This year's Blues Fest kicks off this Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock with musical performances from a variety of musicians throughout the afternoon. Blues Fest then continues the subsequent two Sundays at 1 o'clock as well at the Craighead Forest Park Bandshell. That'll be Sunday, September the 16th, and Sunday, September the 23rd. More details about Blues Fest are at kasu.org. Click on events. With this spotlight on the arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.